Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. Just so blessed that you're with me today. So grateful that you take the time to listen to this podcast, particularly to the Word of God. You know, man's words are not that important, but the Word of God, it lasts forever and ever. And so that's what our desire is, to learn the Word of God together so that it'll be eternal in our lives and that we will be not only blessed personally, but we'll be a blessing to others. So let's pray as we begin our study today. Heavenly Father, we desire to be a blessing to you and to other people. I know, Lord, through your word, we grow in our faith and trust in you. Lord, as we grow in our faith and trust in you, others will observe our lives, and I know that they can be changed because of what they see. So we invite you by your Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth today, to empower us to live according to that truth, Lord, so that our ways can be pleasing to you. We bless you and we thank you for your word. In Jesus' name, amen. The title to today's lesson is More Earthly Ways to Put Off. It's taken from the book of Colossians chapter 3 and verse 8. Paul the Apostle directed the Colossian church members to seek and set their affection on heavenly things rather than seek the things of the earth. He listed earthly ways about them, which they should mortify, because the wrath of God was to come upon children of disobedience. He noted they formerly lived with such conditions in their lives, and in chapter 3 and verse 8 of his letter, Paul shared five more earthly ways they should put off. We read, "But now you also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth." The verse begins, "But now you also put off all these." As an addition to the formerly mentioned behaviors, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry, Paul told the Colossians to put off, which means to put aside or away, to lay aside all these, which refers to individually and collectively, each, every, any, all, the whole, everyone, and all things and everything that he is about to list. There are no exceptions or excuses that are acceptable, and all of them must be put aside. The verse continues, anger, wrath, malice. Paul began the list with anger, which means temper, movement or agitation of the soul, impulse, desire, any violent emotion and indignation. He next listed wrath, which is related to anger and means passion, heat, anger forthwith, boiling up and soon subsiding again. The idea is anger that continues over time. Next, Paul listed malice, which is related to anger and wrath and means malignity, ill will, desire to injure, wickedness, depravity, evil, and trouble. Malice is anger that seeks to fulfill vengeance and injury. Before we leave off these three traits, let us notice that they ascend in intensity, and the Colossians were to put off all these. Finally, the verse says, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Paul listed blasphemy or slander, detraction, speech injurious to another's good name, and impious and reproachful speech injurious to divine majesty. Paul knew the tendencies within the church members to slander or injure one another through blasphemy, which they were to put off this behavior. Finally, Paul added, filthy communication out of your mouth, or foul speaking, low and obscene speech, as a behavior they should put aside or away. Evidently, the speech of the Colossians was foul and obscene. And according to Paul, they were to speak like that no more. As we think over this list of traits, which were not to be within the Colossian church members, we may realize they are in our own lives. Are we angry, filled with wrath, captured by malice? Do we blaspheme one another or even God? What about our communication? Do the words coming out of our mouths reflect anything but a relationship with God? It's quite simple to look upon these words of Paul and think in terms of the Colossians needing them. However, do we need them ourselves? Let us recall as we ponder that Paul noted these traits as earthly. And we are to seek and to set our affection on things above, not on things of the earth. As we yield ourselves to the Lord Jesus in his godly ways, may we discover any area in our lives which he may help us to put off and make us more and more like him every day. Next time, Paul shares about lying and putting off the old man. So read ahead and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word in Jesus' name.